/flex.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, always moving. That's how somebody described the Good Day program. Always conversation about what's going on around the country, with a focus on some of the local stories that have national impact. That's really the way it goes, isn't it? There are stories like we were talking earlier, the story at DougSteffen.com about the Texas fisherman who got the surprise when the 375-pound shark jumped into his boat. Well, that's a local story, but yet people around the country are interested in it. Thus, our interest, you know the story, and the story is a good story. 800-510-8255 always connects with us here to motivate you. It's Wednesday, March the 30th. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. She'll be around later on in the hour with her wonderful and infectious mind.
And we just hope it's not catching.
Yeah, no, I would like it to be catching.
I'm going
to
breathe on you.
No, I don't want you to breathe on me. Just infect me with your brilliance. All right, the queen of cheap later in the hour. Also, Jennifer and I will talk about television. Everything that is possible to know that's interesting and important today, you will hear it discussed at one point or another. And if you can't listen to the whole program, download an hour or two later on this afternoon. You'll be the smartest kid on your block because you've listened, you've envisioned with us the real world, not the phony, false world of things that you can't do anything about. You use some of the things that are on some of these radio programs to distract you from what's really going on in your life. Face it, more and more Americans are fat. And now we are faced with a dilemma in our country that is second to none. You may hear a lot of people talk about Libya today, Japan, problems in Congress, the budget. But you know what the real problem is in America?
What's that?
The real problem is as we get more obese, we need fatter crash test dummies.
Oh, that's a really good point, actually.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Really?
Yeah, the crash.
Yeah, because
the old crash test dummies.
Us.
What were their names, by the way? Anybody remember? The names of the crash test dummies. These two guys, you know who I mean. They were
yes.
Frick and Frack?
I know,
no,
I do.
No, no, no. I didn't know they had names.
Yes, 800, they did.
Yes, they did. 800-510-8255.
Pick any and president and vice president, insert here.
Right, exactly. I knew because I did some work with them, and I'd be doggone if I can think of their names at the moment, but somebody will figure it out. Somebody remember. Name, please. Crash test dummies, 800-510-8255. They're now passe. The Federal Traffic Administration or Highway Administration, whoever they are, you'll find this story today at DougSteffen.com, is trying to figure out how much bigger the crash test dummies need to be in order for them to be relevant to the size of the average American.
Wow.
How about them? What a reality slap in the face that is. See, if the television were working, Richie, you could see me slapping my face.
I could, yes.
In fact. All right, so that's one of the things that has attracted the imagination of people today. There are just so many things that are going on in the world that you ought to know about. Here's the story of a man. It sounds like a television intro, doesn't it? I want to tell you about a man.
Here's a story of a man.
Yes.
In
so I listen to a story about a man.
Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
And one day he was
shooting at some crude, nothing from the ground, came some bumbling crude.
Oil,
that is.
Wasn't it called Texas crude?
Oil, that is. Texas tea.
Texas tea.
Yeah.
Texas tea.
Hey, next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The town folks said, Jed, move away from here.
Said, Jed, move away from here.
Oh, whatever.
Ought to be, so they loaded up.
Wasn't even alive.
Moved to Beverly
Hills. Drug dealers, pimps. You never heard the alternative version?
Yeah.
So you
no.
were saying about a story, Dougie?
Hey.
Yes, Paul?
Okay. Anyway, I was trying to get a little bit more information because I can't remember the names of the crash test dummies.
Apparently it was Sam.
No, it wasn't Sam.
The name of the place was Sierra Engineering Company, and they called him Sierra Sam.
The
first
right.
crash test dummy created
sure?
in 1949, Sierra Sam.
I dated a guy who was a crash test dummy once.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know about those.
I dated a girl who had some airbags once.
See, folks, I've lost. It's only 12 past the hour. Normally, I don't lose control till Roberta does her Queen of Cheap.
Well, listen to
all right, so here, never mind.
John, I love the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so let's get back to this. This is a very important thing. There are child safety standards. Last week, we were talking about the child safety standards, where you put the facing backwards or forwards or whatever it is.
Right.
And what the best thing is to...
Right.
So, if you look at, the number of accidents we're having, we seem to be having more accidents, interestingly enough, with bigger vehicles than we have had before. And I wonder how all of that is addressed.
Bigger because people and bigger
when they
vehicles?
When they test the Highway Safety Administration takes the dummies, and they put them in a car, and they test two things wanging against the wall, right? So how do they test a bus, which carries 51 people? How do they do that? How do you test a bus? No, you don't. How do you test a bus? How do you test, get the T's in the right place?
I would imagine that you crash it into a wall, just like they do with 50 crash dummies in it.
No, I don't think they do.
Why not?
Because I don't think...
crash dummies.
No, I don't think they do that. I think that there are different... There are different. I know was in the bus business for 14 years, and I never. Now that I think back on it, I never remember seeing any cadavers in a bus, cadavers in a car. Yep, not even any cadavers in a truck, just cars. No pickup trucks, no regular trucks.
Well, just because you didn't see them,
buses.
Doesn't mean they don't do it.
Yeah. Well, let's do a little research.
I am. I'm on YouTube. Here's a video of a crash test of a bus.
And how does that work on radio for us, Rich?
It doesn't, but I'm able to tell you that they do crash test a bus.
And what kind of a bus is it? Is it a Prevo? Is it an MCI? Is it a transit bus, a city bus?
It's talking about that.
Let's get to the bottom of that.
It looks like a Greyhound bus.
A Greyhound bus is made by MCI. You sure?
It says MCI bus crash test.
Okay. All right, so it's an MCI, which stands for Motor Coach Industries. You impressed that I know that?
I'm very wild.
Right?
Knocks me out.
Yeah, your socks have already fallen off. I know that. So it just
This is some wild video.
Well, but see, this is the point. There's a lot of stuff going on. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is doing a lot of things, and some of them are to our benefit. But I don't think there's enough attention. The reason I'm making the point, not enough attention paid to the bigger vehicles. And then just the aside is, okay, so people are getting bigger. Does that mean we need bigger crash test dummies? The Highway Traffic Safety Administration says, yeah, and they're working on it right now.
Well, and here's the other thing I was thinking about last week when I went to Florida. And, of course, when you're walking around the Disney parks, you see a lot of people.
Yeah.
You see the general state of the physical fitness of people in our country.
Uh-huh.
And I started thinking about airline tickets and the cost of airline tickets.
Yeah, and how people don't fit in the seats
anymore. Because of the
obesity
issue.
Yeah. It happens in every plane you
can see. No. Not people that can't fit in the seats. I mean, listen, in 1975, we didn't have as many 250-pound guys as we do today. I would say the average weight of the 230-pound guys or 220-pound guys. I would say the average weight back in the 70s of a guy was probably 180 pounds.
But the fringe vest added 20 pounds, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Did you ever think that maybe all of these new luggage restrictions are to make up for the additional weight of the passengers? That's why they're restricting luggage?
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
Think about it.
Nah, it's not the money. They're doing it to make money.
Well, they are also doing it to make money, but still, I mean, a plane in 1975 could carry so much weight, and a plane in 2005 or 2011 can carry the same amount of weight, presumably. So, okay, now we are larger.
Right.
They can carry less cargo.
Exactly.
I think you're talking like ladies and gentlemen who have paper butts. At any rate, 16 past the hour, the Doug 7 Good Day program, Lumitone. fixes the area around your eyes that look old, dull, and tired.
I need some today.
If you have awakened this morning, all of us are pretty tired, pretty much running on empty, and it has to do with Jennifer and me on the West Coast, but with Roberta, it has to do with lots of things that are going on in her life. As far as Rich is concerned, his problem is that he has children that keep him up half of the night. Whatever your problem is, you want to look bright, beautiful, and brand new as you face the day. And Lumitone is perfect, perfect, perfect for those dark circles, the puffiness, the bags, the lines, the redness, the crow's feet, all of that stuff. You can look and you can touch and you can fix. Lumitone reduces the appearance of dark circles immediately. If you're done with these dark circles, then blend a dab of Lumitone under your eyes for the instant clarity and the shimmer that you want to have. It'll really affect you. It works on skin redness. It's been found to alleviate inflammation, gives you a bright skin tone. Lumitone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E, the anti-aging eye cream that is brand new. It comes, it's not greasy, it's not odorless, it's not odorful, it's oily. It's a soft, silky, powdery base that makes this so much easier to do. You're going to have grease all over your hands and all over your clothing. And it's free. As they start, they're rolling out this product. They want you to try it, and it will not cost you anything except a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. I'm going to give you a direct line that entitles you to a free jar of Lumitone. When you take part in this special offer, you will find out right away. We'll be talking to your friends about this. 800-894-3302. That's toll-free, 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Dark circles fade from view instantly. You'll love how you look. Nothing to lose. 800-894-3302 for a free bottle of Lumitone.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
3-1.
Just come and ask where I'll be. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
This is Miranda Lambert. Somebody might have been on American Idol.
She was actually on Country Star or Nashville Star. Do you remember that show?
Was that Ralph Emery's show?
No, it was on for about 5 years. It was a reality show similar to American Idol for country.
Nancy O'Dell or something hosted it.
Reba didn't.
No, it was
Nancy. No, they had different ones. They had Billy Ray did it 1 year. Nancy O'Dell did it 1 year. John Rich. But she came in third. She didn't even win, but she's had the most successful career from the show.
All right, crank this up. This is the house that built me.
That's what I love about country. They're storytellers.
I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the
house. Miranda Lambert, 25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Somebody asked whether or not... this was a song written for her or for her fiancé, Blake Shelton. What do we know about him, Jennifer?
Oh, he's hot. And he's having a great year, too, just like her. But this song came up. It was actually meant for him.
Yeah.
But they were, since they're dating, they're getting married in a month or so.
Really?
She heard this song and she started crying because I guess this told her story perfectly. So he let her record it, and then she's won Grammys and everything.
Yeah. All right, so there's a good story, musically. A little snippet from a good song, 25 and change after the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trying to personalize your day. We're talking about the crash test dummies, and we figured out who they are. This actually would have been a good 2020 news quiz question. I don't know why I didn't ask that. I did ask you to tell us who it was, and so Doug Guyette, who posted on Facebook the identity of Vince and Larry.
This job is now a piece of cake, lad.
But then...
Yeah, I'll tell you something, partner. I just might stick around a few more years.
But then...
So here's the 2020 news quiz. Hold on, let me pause this. Listen to this commercial from the Crash Test Dummies from, I don't know, back in the 80s, I guess it was. Whose voice is this?
Vince under glass.
But then...
Look out!
Airbags, Vince. You still got to remember to buckle your safety belt.
Now you tell me.
You could learn a lot from a dummy.
Not that
way. Hear me again. This one.
These airbags here. This job is now a piece of cake, lad.
But then.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, partner. I just might stick around a few more years.
But then.
No more dashboard du jour or Vince under glass.
But then.
All right. So who was that voice?
800-510-8255. The hint is a popular television actor. and a very popular show. He's been around, done three or four other shows, but never the success. He's not found the success.
Done a lot of voice work, yeah. As you can tell from that.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, 800-510-8255. BP Oil in the bad guy focus.
Again?
On the bad guy. For Justice Department investigators are exploring whether or not to charge the people that are running BP with all kinds of things, including manslaughter charges. The managers responsible for the explosion aboard the drilling rig that killed 11 workers. Do you think that we are beyond that, or do you think that's something that ought to be done? As you think about we all know how we were just completely wrapped. We tend to find things, don't we? One or two things at a time that we wrap ourselves around, or the news media sort of gets us into that mode, and then we forget about them. And we don't know. The Exxon Valdez, how many people know that after all these years, they never paid a nickel, not a dime in fines levied against them? $6 billion, never paid a nickel. You don't follow those sorts of things. I mean, how much of this stuff do you keep in your mind?
But in legal fees, they paid billions of dollars.
$6 billion. They paid $6 billion in legal fees to keep them from paying the $6 billion fine. How much sense does that make? They can deduct the $6 million in legal fees. They can't deduct the $6 million in fines. Maybe therein lies the answer to the question. 28 after, Shelley Palmer time on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Amazon launched its own streaming music service called Amazon Cloud Drive. You can now store music and digital files on Amazon servers and access them from any web-ready device. 5 gigabytes of data will be offered for free with an upgrade to 20 gigabytes if you purchase an MP3 album. In other news, Nokia believes that Apple violated its wireless patents using their innovations to build the iPhone. The lawsuit covers over 46 patents, some of which existed up to 10 years before the iPhone. Nokia is looking to protect over $60 billion in research and development. And finally, after pressure from high-profile Israeli leaders, Facebook removed a page that asked Palestinians to rise up against Israel. The page had over 350,000 fans and urged people to take to the streets on May 15th. Facebook said that it would continue to take down any page that directly calls for violence. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-OFF.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Like it flows, have their tools. Flexibility with the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program around the country and around the world at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli along in a moment with the Queen of Cheap. Everything that she has is possible for you to take advantage of. So believe that she's here to help you. Listen to what she's got. Envision you taking advantage of all of this stuff. Use your mind to believe that you can get all those free French fries.
Free French fries.
Free French fries.
Free French fries. Free French fries.
French fries. Success is a state of mind unless you're putting it in your stomach and then you know that your stomach is connected to the rest of you. Isn't it a great feeling?
You know, it's a state of rear.
Yeah, it does get down there, doesn't it? Huh? Isn't it, though, a great feeling when you actually taste something? Imagine right now, all of you, and you can do this even if you are driving. Imagine the last time you put something in your mouth that was absolutely the most delicious thing that you have tasted. The best. I go back to childhood memories of blending food together. Mm. But you know what I'm talking about. And the best taste is the taste that you're not expecting, the taste that you haven't experienced yet, and you put it in your mouth. Whatever it is, maybe it's a wine, Jennifer, maybe some really great piece of beef, Richie, that you love, or Roberta's got some, you know, strange New York thing that she finds in the corner.
One of the best pieces of food I've ever put in my mouth is when you and I went to Guam and they had that fresh tuna laying up on the table as we walked into that party.
It was pretty good food, that.
And the sushi. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But just to use your imagination and think how your taste buds work, and how much pleasure it has given you, either your anticipation. Once you tasted it the first time, like I'm thinking of as much as I love ice cream. And the blueberry, the first time I tasted blueberry, really good blueberry ice cream. Ooh. That's something that stays with me. A piece of white cake with blueberry ice cream on it, you know, that kind of stuff. But there are other delightful things. And hopefully you experience something almost every day that really tastes good. Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, has a lot of great things at your service at DougStefan.com. As a matter of fact, there's some info there on how you can save money and lose weight with legumes. Now, you say, ew, legumes. There are, I will tell you, one of the best treats that I ever had when I didn't want, I heard that word and I thought, yeah. But I have, if you have what? Lentil, really good lentil soup,
oh, yeah.
It can taste extraordinarily
oh, yeah.
good spices
yes.
in the way
oh, yeah.
that it, oh, it's yummy,
a
yummy,
curry
yummy.
In your lentil soup.
Yeah.
What's this new book, The 4-Day Diet? I think it is the 4-Day Body or something. It's the big new hit workout or diet book or something like that. It basically, one of the basic things, Peter and I were talking about this yesterday, is it tells you to eat legumes in the morning.
Yeah.
Eat beans in the morning because yeah. it's a good fiber way
and,
to get your day started.
And it'll give you a good toot
yeah.
for the day.
It keeps yeah. you fueled.
That's right.
All right, let's get to Roberta's Queen of Cheap. Hold on just a second, Richie, if you don't mind.
Man, I was right there.
Oh, I know you were. I want to get to another person. We're focusing in our 2020 news quizzes today on people, as I often do. So we identified this 12-year-old genius in the last hour. If you didn't hear the story, download hour one from DougStefan.com. All right, hour number one today. Hear the story about this genius 12-year-old kid. Really neat story. All right, so today, or at least in this hour, our question is surrounding John Thompson. A man named John Thompson is in the
former
news
basketball
today.
Coach of Georgetown?
No.
Oh.
Okay. As an unusual story, that's, I'm sure, a compelling story, Richie. This is a more compelling story. John Thompson in the news today, and I want you to explain to all of us why John is an important figure, the story behind the story of his saga, his life story. Has been, his life was changed irreparably, and then it's changed again. And so I'll let you tell the story when you figure out who John Thompson is and why he's in the news today. All right, now, push that button, Richie, will you please?
Yay!
This
Yay!
Button right here.
Yeah, that button, you're right.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of Thompson Time.
Oh!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, here's a heads up. It's on April 27th, but Baskin-Robbins is going to have their 31-cent scoop night. I'm just so excited about this. I had to tell you about it now. So put that on your calendar, April 27th. You can get a scoop of Baskin-Robbins ice cream for just 31 cents, and we'll remind you again, so don't worry about that. Restaurant.com, I love the ends of the month because Restaurant.com always reduces all of their gift certificates to only $2. You get a $25 gift certificate for $2, $50 for $4. Expires tomorrow, and the code that you have to use is Tasty. Go to restaurant.com, use the code Tasty, and you'll see the prices just drop on all those gift certificates. If you love crafts, Michael's has a coupon, and we have it on for you at the DougStefan.com site. It's an extra 25% off everything, including sale items. This goes through the weekend, a great opportunity to really save if you're a craft person. Or actually, I use all my Michael's coupons to do my framing. They do great framing at Michael's, and when you can get it to 25% off or 30% off,
take the kids
really
there every couple of weeks for some art
craft
and craft stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a great store.
Now, I don't know about the rest of the country, but in New York, cupcakes are the big thing. They're even making wedding
yes.
cakes out
yes.
of cupcakes.
Absolutely.
Huge.
And birthday kids' birthday cakes,
kids
too.
Kids' birthday cakes out of cupcakes. It's really kind of good because that way you don't have to cut up the cake and make
yep.
a real mess. You just hand out cupcakes. Well, we've got a free ebook for you of all different kinds of cupcakes. You could make, like, themed crafts and projects with cupcakes. It's a free ebook, and we have the code for you, the link for you, the URL. And kids know, you know, usually have reading lists at school. It often includes Anne of Green Gables and Anne of Avalon. Well, we've got these books free for you, free ebooks. You can read them on your computer, on your Kindle, on your iPad, whatever. And free Biore skincare sample. You go to their Facebook page and like them. You click on your favorite product, and then you can get a free Biore Blemish Fighting Ice Cleanser sample, which is kind of nice to take on the road for you if you use this kind of stuff. And this is all on the DougStefan.com Queen of Cheap section. Look for my beautiful face there. And
beautiful.
You'll see how to save all kinds of money.
Berta, wake up to me. Yesterday, one of the big stories was the cobra who escaped, some people would say. The tweets during the day, listeners suggesting that there were the. they would send the people. This is kind of mean, actually. I don't think they've actually captured this cobra yet. If you didn't hear the story yesterday, a story of a cobra that escaped from the zoo in New York City, the Bronx Zoo. And they still have the, they've closed off their reptile section, but they've left the rest of the zoo open. So all day long there were tweets going on of the alleged location. Oh, I saw the cobra over here, and I saw the cobra over there, and I saw this. And so these people are running around like idiots.
looking
for the cobra.
Why would you do that? If it bites you, you'd, like, die.
Yeah, not smart.
I would not want to find it.
No. But apparently, they still, unless somebody can correct me, still don't have any info on where the cobra is. I'm not sure. They put the cobra with that 375-pound dead shark that jumped into the boat. They're a good match. Okay. We're back to the crash test dummies for a moment. We've identified who they are, Larry and...
Vince and Larry.
Okay, so what's the last... The reason we started talking about this is because there's a story today at DougSteffen.com about how, as Americans get bigger, we have to get bigger crash test dummies in order to get the right information about what happens to you in an accident if you're a heavy person. So what's the last piece of this pie, Richie?
We're trying to identify the voice of
right, exactly.
Vince.
Hold on just a second.
And the crash test dummy.
Hey, thanks for these airbags here. This job is now a piece of cake, Claire.
But then...
Yeah, I'll tell you something, partner. I just might stick around a few more years, but then...
So. All right. So who is this person? Fred's in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Okay, very good.
Good to have you on the program. So what... who's the identity, or do you have the identity of this voice?
Well, I originally spoke to your speaker there, Cliff Clavin, but then my wife popped up with John Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger is the actor's name who played Cliff Clavin on what television program?
Cheers.
Cheers. That is correct.
Where everybody knows your name.
That's
so
right.
Who was the person that came up with this, you or your wife, Fred? I want to get to the bottom line of that.
Well, I had the Cliff Clavin part, and then she remembered John Ratzenberger.
Richie, send them two Doug Steffen things, one for the husband, one for the wife.
Absolutely.
All right, Fred, you're a good man. Thanks for the call.
Doug.
Who knows who John Thompson is? Very unusual story. We'll get to that after Jennifer updates us. Richie, make sure you have enough time for this, because I don't want to not tell the story.
Okay.
I remember about the story of a boy named... That, you know what's that?
We already did that.
I know, but that's the sort of song that sticks
it
in your head.
It just gets in your head.
I
know.
It is in there, and it stays, and it stays, and it stays, and it stays, and it stays. So the old Doug Steffen's Good Day, which stayed with a lot of people, this is another one of those things that stays with you. That's not a bad thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Shoot, now it's going to drive me crazy.
Rich, you're supposed to have hit the button.
I know. I'm thinking.
All right, to television we go. And Jennifer Horne's report. First up, the sound of Katie Holmes, who played Jackie O. This show is going to be on the Reels channel. The story of the Kennedys, the real story of the Kennedys. A lot of noise from the Kennedy family because they don't want this because it hits too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
The stories of Jackie and... of her husband and of the father.
Yeah, they tried to stop it for a really long time.
Because it really does tell the story about the Kennedy family, what a cur the old man was, and what a playboy John was. And, okay, so that doesn't just because you don't want to tell the story, that doesn't change history. Anyway, here's Katie Holmes talking about relating to Jackie O.
Of course, I sympathize with, you know, those moments where she had to leave her kids. You know, in my life, I'm very fortunate because I am an actress and I can bring my daughter to set, and I do, and we, you know, every time there's a break, we do arts and crafts.
What's her daughter, Suni or something?
Suri.
Suri. Okay.
Suri.
Sunis are different.
Yeah. All right. So, Jen.
Yeah.
What else have we got going on? I see Michael Chiklis from The Shield is in a new... comedy pilot. Now, isn't it interesting that did he start in comedy?
I don't know if he started in comedy, but what I think is interesting is that No Ordinary Family, which hasn't been officially canceled yet, is still on the air. So apparently the writing's on the wall for that show.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's in a new pilot. But he's a good... The show's being produced by Conan O'Brien's company.
Right.
Really?
Some of the money that he got from NBC and started a production company.
Put people to work.
Yep. Exactly.
Speaking of comedians, Andrew Dice Clay, remember him?
Oh.
His soul comic?
Yeah.
He is joining the cast of Entourage. For the final season.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be on all the season long. He'll play a character in a cartoon show.
See, I don't think that show's going away.
No.
I think they're gonna
do
a movie.
Yeah, there's gonna be 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Now the show that people love is AMC's Mad Men.
Oh,
and there's been a lot of stuff going on lately that the show is not going to come back because there's just poor management and money issues. But now AMC's officially said that they have signed on. It will come back in 2012 for at least one more season. So I know that's good news because a lot of people love that show.
All right, let's get the story on John Thompson. Why is he in the news today? You may have heard the story that yesterday the Supreme Court overturned actually a $14 million judgment. This guy was on death row, convicted of murder after the New Orleans police and prosecutors faked evidence against him. He was in jail for, 20 years or something? There was a $14 million award given to him, and the Supreme Court says he can't have it.
Hmm.
The damages for the gross, deliberately indifferent, and long continuing violation of his fair and equal rights. He was supposed to be executed like a week or two away and then exonerated. And the district attorney, Harry Connick's father, says, that, well, this is really an interesting story, but the guy doesn't get the dough. That's the bottom line.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
So let's get to Warren Eckstein, who's the pet expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and in his own right, he became much more famous after he got connected to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He was known sort of a little bit before that as he's got this little weekend radio show, a couple of hundred million, jillion, zillion people listen to it. But if it weren't for me, Warren, there'd be no place.
Wasn't
come
me,
on.
Doug. I wouldn't even know my own name.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Fred. Anyway.
Hey, I feel bad for the snake.
Right. This is, by the way, back to the cobra now.
So
that's what
I.
We're talking about.
Poor
from
thing.
The, yeah, the snake's probably scared, right?
Not only is it scared, it's, you know, it's living in an, you know, this is an Egyptian snake. It's not used to the streets of the Bronx.
No.
Yeah, especially those. I grew up a half a block away from the Bronx Zoo when I was younger, and I got to tell you, I really do feel bad for the snake.
Scary,
and I don't think it went too far.
According to its Twitter feed, it's apparently enjoying the city. Jennifer, isn't it?
I'm going to sneeze.
You know, but this makes point of view, you see one Broadway show, you've seen them all.
Right, yeah. Well, somebody has apparently created a Twitter feed for the snake, and it is having all kinds of fun going to Broadway plays, taking in some of the posh restaurants in New York City.
Yeah, didn't
really
Steve,
funny.
Steve Martin did an interesting
Steve
tweet.
Martin has a very funny tweet. He said... and I'm paraphrasing now because I just lost it, but he said that his phone rang, caller ID, Bronx Zoo, cobra on the other end of the line. He puts his King Tut hat on, and he couldn't hear it because there was a lot of hissing on the
line. All right, so
funny.
Enough of that stuff.
Funny.
Yesterday,
everybody's talking.
So, Warren, what should you do if you run across a snake like this, or any snake that you don't know?
Call someone who knows how to deal with snakes. First of all, most people have no idea.
They're listed under snake in the yellow pages.
No,
right.
No, you
what a silly question. That's a silly question.
Well, no, but here's what you would do. In other words, if you see a snake, let's say you live in a neighborhood and all of a sudden you see a snake in front of your house and you have no idea what type of snake is it, is it venomous, you call a local zoo.
Right.
That's who you call.
Not animal control?
Zoo,
you know what happens in the town where I live in, when there's any strange animals, they call me on the farm and have me come down. A guy called last week, and there was a dead deer on his lawn, and the town wouldn't take care of it. So he called me and said, what can I do? I said, I'll send a couple of guys down, and we'll pick it up and get rid of it for you.
I'm going to tell you that I would actually pay big money if someone called you to come catch this snake.
Really?
I would love to watch it.
Yeah, okay. Well, it wouldn't be me there in the front line. I'd love to end up like Jimmy Kimmel did that video. Did you see that video of him getting bitten by the rattlesnake that was at DougStephan.com? Did you see that, Warren?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, let's go look. A couple of days ago, we had that up there.
But, you know, you're talking to someone who legitimately was bit by a rattlesnake.
Oh. Were you?
I was bit by a rattlesnake several years ago in San Francisco. I got to tell you, it was my own fault. I was handling rodents. Didn't have a chance to
you
wipe.
You were working with the politicians in California?
I'd rather work with the venomous snakes, believe me. And I just he just grabbed my hand. I got to tell you, the most painful experience I've ever had.
Oh.
Yeah,
can't imagine.
So and, how'd they clean it up? How'd they get it out of you, the venom?
The venom? They gave me anti-venom.
So no one, like, sucked it out like you see in the movies?
Right. No, that doesn't always.
You know how that's doing?
I remember the Boy Scouts, cut an X and suck out the venom.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what the...
My best friend better get a priest because he's going.
There's a story from the Cowboys when the guys who, like, Tonto got... bitten by a snake, and the old ranger gets out his knife and cuts a hole in him and then sucks all of the stuff out of his system.
Well, you know, where I am in Arizona, I'm not in Arizona today, but when I'm in Sedona, when we go hiking, especially with the dogs, I'm always on alert. So I always take a stick with me, a walking stick.
Mm-hmm.
The snakes have what's called the Jacobson organ, and they go by vibration. So as I'm walking, I just kind of hit the stick on the ground. So if there are any snakes there, they're gonna go away. They don't want to be with me anyway. So always carry a stick and just kind of pound it on the ground because they react more to vibrations than anything else.
All right, there's a story at DougStephan.com yesterday. In fact, we had the video of this puppy that was abandoned by a breeder who realized the dog was deaf and now has a new home, is learning sign language. You see that story yesterday?
I did see that story.
Yeah, that's really
You know, it's an amazing story, having worked with literally many, many people over the years that were... not able to hear, very often they will teach their dogs, or I would teach their dogs, sign language from them, so they have a way to...
Well, basic training of any dog includes sign language. I mean, that's the first thing I learned when we took our dog to the training courses, is with every audible command, you give a visual command, which is basic sign language, hand down, hand up, whatever
it is.
You're
trying to tell the dog.
This is more of the actual fingers. This is actually, talking to the dog, you know, go check on the baby type of thing. It's amazing what they can learn. We are just touching the surface. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years, trained over 40,000 animals myself, and I got to tell you, every single dog I work with is entirely different.
Yeah, you haven't done a good job with Rich. Maybe the other dogs you've worked with have been...
You haven't trained
sign language.
I think I'm using the wrong treats. He doesn't want biscuits. I think Rich wants cash.
Beer. Beer works.
Beer works with him. Well, Warren Eckstein. Check out the pet show through DougStephan.com.